are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, live right now, 9 to 12 midnight Eastern time. Taking your calls, your medical questions, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've got some medical news, medical updates we're going to talk about. We have your emails we're going to hit. Also want to talk a little bit about what's going on now with the George Zimmerman case. Apparently looks like he will be prosecuted. I believe he is already in custody, and Florida special prosecutor is charging him with second degree murder. So we'll talk about that, what his options are, how they're going to probably try to do defense. They may even use a post-traumatic stress disorder. They may actually try to do post-traumatic stress disorder with that one. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy show, but I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, toll free. If you don't like letters, then the numbers are 1-877-362-3254. We got Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to him for all his hard work. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Okay, so what's going on here? U.S. teen births are dropping. Yay! Less kids are getting pregnant. Good, good. Hopefully they're keeping their knees bolted. That would be nice, boys. Keep it zipped. All right. Apparently they say nearly every state saw a decline in teen births from 2007 to 2010, and the biggest drop was in Arizona. Very good. I grew up in Arizona. I was a teenager in Arizona, and I didn't get pregnant. Kids, you could do it. You could get through teenage years without getting pregnant. You could actually try to hold off having sex. You know that? Yeah. I know Wednesday they call hump day. Doesn't mean you're supposed to have sex. I think that means, you know, you're getting over the hump of the week. Okay? Come on, keep the knees bolted together. Keep it zipped. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention previously reported that U.S. births by mothers of all ages had dropped in 2010 for a third straight year. Well, yes, I think a lot of moms, too. I think you know, people have been very concerned with the recession, and I think there has been less family planning, absolutely, less pregnant people right now. All right. Apparently, the state with the highest rate of pregnancy is Mississippi, 55 teenage girls per 1,000. New Mexico came in next, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Kentucky, West Virginia, Alabama. Then came Tennessee, South Carolina, Arizona, Georgia, Kansas. Number 15 of teenage births was Wyoming, then Nevada. Nevada, come on, people. Then Alaska, North Carolina, Indiana, Missouri, Montana, South Dakota was 22, Ohio. Let me see, did they go all the way down to the last list? New Hampshire. New Hampshire had the least amount of teenage pregnancy and births. Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maine, Rhode Island. That's very interesting. So it looks like back east had less. You know, you'd think if it's cold back east, right? You know, people like to snuggle more. But so it looks like the highest amount was in the south and the southeast, a little bit of Midwest. The least amount was back east. It's kind of interesting. I wonder if it's the schools. I don't know. I'm pretty impressed. Not too shabby, guys. Keep it up. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so shift workers. Guys, you guys are behind the eight ball, right? They say shift workers are more at risk for cancer. Again, another study said more at risk for diabetes and obesity. Okay, it was another small study, but there's a big correlation with lack of sleep. You know, listen, when you guys are doing your shift works, right, and you're not getting your 8-9 hours sleep, which we think is standard, you get, from what they found in this study, an 8% drop in resting metabolic rate. Okay? And they say that translates into a 12.5-pound increase. You know, and it's true. I remember when I was doing, when I was doing our, you know, my 36-hour shifts and training, I was like, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight because I'm not asleep. I'm up and I'm moving. and I'm running downstairs, and I'm, right? And I wasn't compensated for calories. I only had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, maybe a little snack every now and then. But even though I was doing these shifts, I wasn't taking in more calories. I actually gained some weight. And there really is something to that, not being able to sleep. You need to get sleep. All right. And, you know, already we're at risk for obesity and prediabetes because of what we eat and everything, you know, processed with sugar. We talked about this on the show this week. Everything's loaded up with sugar. Yeah, it's not really easy to hide from. Even our ketchup is sugar. Everything is sugar. Right. Yeah, you know, in order for somebody to sell a product, they got to make it taste good. That's why when something says fat free, watch the sugar and the salt. Right. Because they're going to want to make it taste better. If something is sugar free, watch the fat and salt content. Okay, remember, these people need to sell a product. No one's going to buy a product that doesn't taste good. Even if it's quote-unquote good for you. Okay, if they want something that doesn't taste good, that's good for you, then they'll go to the vegetable counter. But if they're trying to buy something packaged or a type of sweet or cookie, they're, you know, these companies are going to compensate with something else. So, you know, what do you do? We're in the middle of, we're still stuck in this horrible recession. All these studies are saying, look, shift workers, you got to get some sleep. What are you supposed to do? You can't quit your job. You know, I mean, it would be nice for you to try to get a shift change if you can. It would be nice for you to get a job with a day shift if you can. But if not, then you're going to have to figure out when you get home how to get that 8-9 hour block. Now, me living in southern Nevada, we don't get a lot of clouds. I mean, true, a storm's coming in. But we don't get a lot of clouds, so it's very, very sunny. So when that sun comes in at 5-6 in the morning and it doesn't go away, you know, till 7-8 o'clock, I get you, it's hard to sleep. But you gotta get those blackout curtains. And I know it's not the same. Your body's smart. It understands that whole circadian rhythm. It knows that it's still daylight. But I mean, you gotta make your room dark. You have to make sure you have that block. Now, most of my patients that are shift workers, they come home 3-4 in the morning, but they gotta get up a couple hours early to take the kids to school. You know, so it has nothing to do with the room being dark. They got to deal with the kids. So see what you could do, okay? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away. More news coming up.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. And the answer is, Alley C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alley C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the Trayvon Martin killing now has been changed to a murder case. Now, Special Prosecutor Angela Corey has announced charges against George Zimmerman. From what we understand, he is charged now with second-degree murder. He is in custody. It was kind of interesting because just a day or two ago, his attorneys were saying that they can't get a hold of him. They don't know where he is. He's losing weight. They don't think he's, you know, mentally, you know, doing too well. And, you know, they're probably not going to be able to represent him because they won't return his calls. Okay, not the smartest thing, because if you end up still being his attorneys, you don't want to be, you know, talking about him as being unstable or, you know, in a weakened state here, okay? You know, now it sounds like, all right, they're back on the case. Okay, so second-degree murder. From what I understand, and again, I'm not an attorney, first-degree murder is where you have an intent to kill. Second-degree murder, you don't have an intent, but you still kill. Okay, then you have the voluntary manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, you know, a bar brawl where you get into a fight. Killing could happen. Could be voluntary versus second degree. Debate based on what's going on. Involuntary, you could be, you know, driving, drunk driving, and then kill somebody, involuntary manslaughter. So, again, it varies, and there's a lot of variations. But I believe in Florida, a second degree murder charge, if convicted, George Zimmerman could face lifetime in prison. Now, from what I understand, he turned himself in. He's being extremely cooperative. And from what we also understand, that the special prosecutor did not use a grand jury. She decided that this is what's going to happen, and then we'll see if, you know, where we go from here. Now, from what I understand, the defense attorneys are going to say, and we've talked about this case in depth, but from what we heard today, that they are going to be saying that George Zimmerman acted in self-defense, where he was on neighborhood watch that night, February 26th. He saw a suspicious man, could not tell it was a child, could not tell it was a black man, right, because of the hoodie originally, then he said it was a black man. They said he did not use slurs. He said because there was a series of burglaries in the neighborhood, tensions were a little heightened at the time. He said they're going to argue that George Zimmerman called, notified the police saying there was somebody suspicious. Okay, called 911. When the 911 operator asked for George Zimmerman to describe the person he was following, he then described him as a black man. Then they're going to say that George Zimmerman, even though he was told by 911 operators to not follow the boy, Trayvon, to give an address, George Zimmerman, they're going to say, had to leave the car to get the address. There was an altercation as George Zimmerman was trying to get back into the car. This is what his defense is going to say. He was jumped by Trayvon Martin. That there was fighting and there was a broken nose, head trauma, and in self-defense, George Zimmerman had to use deadly force. The stand by your ground law in Florida may not even be an issue, the defense is saying. Apparently, stand your ground law is such that if you feel that you are being accosted, you are allowed to stand your ground, defend yourself, and use deadly force. But only if you think you are in, you know, if death is approaching you. Okay, I mean, if you are met by deadly force, you could use deadly force. That's what stand your ground is. Now, in this particular case, they also may say that, look, when Trayvon Martin jumped him from behind, you know, and started to beat on him, the post-traumatic stress could have kicked in, and George Zimmerman, to protect himself, reached for the gun, because he was, you know, and I'm not sure why George Zimmerman would have had, I'm not sure if he had any military history, etc. Now, again, what makes this not so cut and dry is we still haven't, there's still, I guess, many pieces of evidence that hasn't been revealed. But they also are not saying that the initial investigation done by the police, the Sanford police, was incorrect at all. Okay, you know, there are, looks like, photographs and video and footage of, you know, George Zimmerman's, you know, being beat up. And, you know, his story is not being proved false. And again, I'm sorry if I'm not using legal terms. I'm not an attorney, okay? And so this case may not be as cut and dry. If the case does go to trial and the jury does not find or thinks there is reasonable doubt and that there this could be any chance of self-defense, it's going to be thrown out. Okay? Now, there's an argument that George Zimmerman is actually safe right now. If he's in custody, he has some sort of protection. You know, people were pretty concerned about, you know, where he is and is he fleeing and what's going on. But, you know, I mean, you know, there's protests and of course he's in hiding. He thinks he's going to be lynched and, you know, someone's going to take matters into their own hand. So this may actually be helping him because, A, we're moving forward. You know, the big issue is why was, you know, he able to go home the night of the killing? And why were there no consequences? You know, are you allowed to kill a child and then go on about your merry way? You know, so many people had a problem with that and they wanted justice done. At least, you know, so the federal prosecutor, who knows, you know, if she's kind of, you know, if she's being, I guess, pressured, you know, by the media and, you know, pressured politically to do something. You know, she came up with a second-degree murder charge. You know, there was murder. Let's, evaluate, see what happened. I mean, she had to have enough to arrest him, you know, and it sounds like he, without his lawyer representation, legal representation, has been in touch with her. I mean, he's wanted to tell his side of the story, from what I understand. Again, I'm not saying this in defense of him, but, you know, it's not as simple as some people, I think, were hoping it was. You know, he kills somebody as a hate crime and tries to flee. You know, what they were saying today, in the news. I mean, he's acting like an innocent man. So that's what's going to make this case very, very interesting. What happened? Now you have a witness saying Trayvon jumped Zimmerman. You have a witness saying there were screams, and as they were calling 911, there's question as to the screams and the crying for help in the background. Were they George Zimmerman's or were they Trayvon Martin's? So, and I think many of us, I know a lot of people are sick of the story, they don't want to hear about it anymore, but many of us are very interested in this because this could change a lot. Number one is stand your ground law is probably going to get overthrown. I think they are going to, that's going to, after this case, be looked at, you know, where you, it enhances your legal protections for those who shoot when they believe they are in danger. All right. Now, again, this law was put into effect because people that would shoot in self-defense were being criminalized and prosecuted. So they said, you know, look, if you are trying to protect yourself, we have a stand your ground law to protect him. Unfortunately, now we have this case where, all right, is it protecting somebody that it shouldn't have? Okay. But, you know, we're finding it very interesting that here's George Zimmerman trying to talk to the prosecutor, not trying to flee, saying, look, what do? I can't go out. I can't work. I can't see my family. I can't go to extended family. Everybody's in danger. What do I do? Where do I go? What do I do? What am I supposed to do? And it sounds like, he's not fighting this. Okay, goes into custody. I guess there's going to be, I think the arraignment is tomorrow. And hopefully this moves on and we get to some resolution of this. Right? But then there's going to be a lot of questions. Okay, you know, what is Neighborhood Watch supposed to do? If there is somebody that is in the neighborhood that's not supposed to be, you do call the police. The police ask for an address. Do you not get out? Can you drive to the street sign and shine your lights? Do you not get out of your car? You know, I think Neighborhood Watch is going to start having some specifications. I think we're going to probably be having training classes. I think Neighborhood Watch is going to become a much bigger deal than we thought it was. Rather than just a bunch of neighbors saying, okay, I'll take watch and I'll drive around, I think we're going to start seeing some rules and regulations with Neighborhood Watch. And I wonder if one of the rules and regulations is you're not allowed to carry a weapon. Now, I don't know how that's going to go, especially with people, you know, and their concealed carry, and depending on the state laws. But this is interesting. I mean, we have, you know, the neighborhood, many people in George Zimmerman's neighborhood is backing him up saying, you don't understand. I mean, we have been hit multiple times. The police haven't helped. You know, we with Neighborhood Watch, we're driving around, we're calling the police, but apparently he might have gotten too involved in this case. We have a boy that died, and we need to know what happened, what's going on, and if it turns out this was self-defense, then, whew, like I said, we're going to see a whole conversion and changeover of Neighborhood Watch. In fact, there's a movie coming out in Neighborhood Watch. They had to stop some of the trailers. I think it's a Ben Stiller movie because these guys, I guess, on Neighborhood Watch were with guns behind the window. And I coincidentally, trailers were going to be played during this whole time. They had to get pulled. All right, guys, don't go away. More medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is kind of interesting, all right? They found in mice there's a drug that could reverse symptoms of a condition linked to autism. Now, this is kind of interesting, okay? An experimental drug reversed many of the major symptoms of Fragile X syndrome in mice. Now, Fragile X syndrome is one of the leading causes of autism. It causes developmental delays, hyperactivity, learning, memory difficulties, seizures, deficits with communication, low IQ, etc. Now, I'm getting this from drugs.com. They say that inhibiting the MGLU5, the MGLU5, a receptor for a neurotransmitter known as glutamate, might actually alleviate some symptoms. So in this new study, they took that into effect. Researchers in Switzerland and at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology treated adult mice genetically engineered to have Fragile X, right, with a compound called CTEP, which inhibits this MGLU5. And when they did that, it reduced a variety of symptoms that Fragile X has, which, again, can lead to autism. Now, they had memory improvements, learning improvement, were more hypersensitive to sounds. Now, could this help kids with autism later? They don't know. But they're onto something. They're onto something. And it'll be interesting to see where this goes, okay? Now, also in the news, the World Health Organization has said that dementia cases worldwide is going to triple by the year 2050. Now that life expectancy is higher and more people are living longer and more people are staying alive, all right, the World Health Organization expects number of cases of dementia will triple by 2050. Right now, they believe in the world 35.6 million people have dementia. By 2030, it's going to be 66 million. By the year 2050, 115 million. Okay? The UN agency also said the proportion of dementia cases in low- and middle-income countries will actually rise to more than 70% as those nations also see big increases in their population of older people. The agency noted that only 8 countries have national programs to deal with dementia and recommended better support. I got to tell you, I and many of us are fearful of that. I have patients that tell me, Dahlia, why am I going to prevent the heart attack? Why am I going to prevent cancer if all that's going to happen to me is I'm going to turn 70 or 80 and get dementia? Wouldn't I rather die with dignity? I'm like, no, don't look at it that way. We're going to try to prevent the dementia too. How do you prevent dementia? Sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's genetic, like Alzheimer's, etc. But for many of us, we do have the control. We're finding people whose cholesterol is normal and low do well. Okay, try not to get the diabetes. If you do have diabetes, keep it in control. Try not to become obese. Try to treat your sleep apnea. If you're cutting off your air supply and losing oxygen every single night when you sleep, don't you think that over time takes its toll on the brain? All right, if you know, get your sleep steady. See what's going on from an oxygen standpoint. Okay, if you don't have health insurance, what could you do to prevent sleep apnea? Exercise, diet, get that weight down. People with lower weight have less sleep apnea. Try not to sleep on your back where your tongue and your jaw, rest back and then, kind of occlude the your airway in the back of your throat. Maybe sleep on your side. Tell your wife to smack you like I smack my husband every time he snores really loud, to have him move on his side so he gets more oxygen. So I believe many cases of dementia can be prevented. It's just, it's like a whole family effort. Okay, you got to get the whole family involved. Wife smacking you if you're, snoring. Diet. Can't have hubby buy a bunch of goodies if you're trying to lose weight. And of course, any early signs of it, you need to have your doctor, see you. Also, keeping your mind busy. Many of us, we retire. We work our whole lives. We finally get to the point where we could retire. Yay, we're all excited. We finally get to retire, which is wonderful. And I'm glad. We deserve it. But you got to stay busy. You have to keep your mind going. You have to be able to have that stress, that mental stress, where you can, we have to memorize something and then you have to regurgitate it. Okay? Take a cooking class. Try to learn another language. Remember last week there was a study saying those people that are bilingual are less susceptible to dementia? Es muy importante aprender en otra lingua. Working on another language, even if it's a language you don't think you're ever going to use. Let's say you've always been excited to learn Mandarin. I don't care if you decide to go to China or not. That's a great language to learn. It's a tough one. Let's say you want to learn Spanish, French. Why not? Do it. Okay? It's fun. Okay. So this is kind of interesting. A study came out looking at BMIs of celebrities. Okay? We talk about obesity. And they go, let's take a look at the body mass index of some of these celebrities. Now, underweight is a BMI of 18.5 or lower. Normal weight is between 18.5 and 24.9. Overweight, 25 to 29.9. And obese, 30 on up. So they decide to look at some of the BMIs of stars. Now, do stars really give you their true weights? Well, they look at Angelina Jolie. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Right? She's a mother of 6, even though she didn't give birth to all of them. She's 5'8". Experts think she weighs 118 pounds. I thought that whole leg thing during the Oscars was ridiculous, but she thought she was sexy. They say her BMI is about 17.9, meaning she's a little underweight. Beyonce, they say, is 130 pounds. She just had a baby, but they say she's 130 pounds, 5'6". Her BMI is 21, normal. Okay. No shock there, Tom Cruise. They think his BMI is 26. They don't give his height. Yeah. Oh, 5'7". Taller than I thought. Okay. BMI 26, looking good. Tony Romo, a lot of muscle. Okay. They think with his BMI, he'd be, his BMI was 28.8. He's 224 pounds, 6'2". Yeah, considered overweight for BMI, but you know what? Okay. He plays football. Give him, you know, it's kind of like Serena Williams. Serena Williams has a BMI of 22.1, which is normal. 5'9", weighs 150 pounds. She has a lot of muscle and practically zero fat. Jennifer Love Hewitt, 21.9. All right. Normal weight, not underweight. Arnold Schwarzenegger, 6'2", weighs 240 pounds. Okay. Has a BMI of 30.8. According to that, they would call him obese. Okay. Don't. Yeah. I wouldn't call him obese. He'd beat you up. Smack you around a little bit. Now, just say, Arnold, you look good. Look fine by me. Go take your muscles and go. That was interesting. I've been watching Celebrity Apprentice. And one of the people, one of the, contestants on Celebrity Apprentice is Lou Ferrigno. You know, Lou Ferrigno, who used to be, you know, play the Hulk in The Incredible Hulk in the 70s. And, handsome as anything. I guess he just turned 60 this year. And, you know, these people are giving him crap. Okay. This guy was The Incredible Hulk. Okay. He could do push-ups with his hands flat on the ground. He's in amazing shape, very muscular. The guy's 60. You don't give him crap. He's going to beat you up. Okay? Lay low. Lay low. Okay, what's going on with this California nail polish? Apparently, some nail polishes in California salons advertised as free of toxins actually do have toluene, dibutyl, phthalate, and formaldehyde, known as the toxic trio. All right. Apparently, the products included Station 99, Base Coat, Station 53, Red Pink Nail Color, Chelsea 650, Dare to Wear, some of the other brands, Golden Girl Top Coat, Casey Sun. See, a lot of us get our nails done. And we're like, well, huh, is our nail polish okay? Well, what I would do is I would take a look at the brands, run this by the CDC, okay, just to see if you have, you know, any chemicals. Some of these things, they could be linked to cancer. But, wow, formaldehyde, that's not fun. Well, no wonder they smell. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly coming up, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter. This way I could give you up-to-date medical updates. Please follow us on Facebook. Of course, if I'm not live or on air, when you decide to have a medical question, call in anyway. You'll get to our message line. We'll either play it on air, unless you want it not to be played on air, and I email you back. We could do that too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And of course, our emails at drdahlia.com. Now, this one's anonymous. Hi, doctor. After 24 years, I've decided to finally leave my wife. I waited this long because I didn't think she could take care of herself, but I can't take it anymore. I don't love her. What should be my first steps? All right, now that's tough. You know, that was nice of you, you know, to stay with her as long as you could, because, you know, thinking she could take care of herself. But as you can see, it sounds like she still isn't in that position. So you need to, talk to her, and you need to prepare her. Probably one of the first steps would be to get a marriage counselor, even if a marriage is going to end. Marriage counseling can still be very helpful because many people don't know how to end a marriage. You know, we even bring up marriage counseling to people just starting their marriage. You know, I know there's many religious groups where you have to talk to the pastor, you know, talk to the clergy, and go through some marriage classes. because some people just have, you know, certain expectations of what things should be like. And, you know, the first year of marriage, they always say is the hardest year because people are like, wait a second. You didn't tell me I have to, you know, have your mother over to dinner every week. When did that come from? I like to go out with my friends every weekend. Why are we dealing with family? And so there's a lot of things that people, I guess, reveal in their first year of marriage that wasn't revealed during the courting period. And it's a good idea to have some sort of a, classes or counseling session. Also, there's ways to fight. You know, many of us, we don't learn how to fight. Okay? We learn how to fight with our brothers and sisters. But that's not the way you fight with your spouse. Okay? You can't fight with your brothers and sisters the same way you fight with your spouse. You can't. Okay? We're kind of mean when we fight with our brothers and sisters. You fight with your spouse, they'll leave. If I did to my husband what I did to my little brother, I would be alone. I don't think I could ever get married. I was mean to my little brother. And my sister was mean to me. And my little brother was mean to me. So, anyway, if you need to learn, you know, and maybe take some classes and learn how to start a marriage, same thing goes for learning how to end a marriage. You could have an ugly divorce, a very bitter, bloody divorce, or you could have a divorce that goes a little easier. Now, many of the ugly divorces usually occur, you know, when somebody cheats, okay, or when it's a complete shock to somebody else. All right, you know, a complete shock. I mean, you never know how someone's going to react. I mean, I've had some people that go, oh, my gosh, they were expecting it. They knew the marriage was bad and it was, you know, going downhill for some time. And so we were able to very cordially discuss it and come up with a plan. But for the most part, it doesn't happen that way. You know, it doesn't happen that way. You know, it happens very, very abruptly. Very bluntly, a lot of blaming, a lot of yelling, and a lot of fear. You know, if she has not worked on her own, and she has been with you for 24 years, and she is now going to be facing living alone, you know, that's going to be very difficult. And she may not go down without a fight, okay? Which is why some preparation is in order. Okay, financial preparation, living arrangements, etc. Now, I mean, if you guys have been married 24 years, there may or may not be kids involved, but hopefully the kids are older. When their kids are younger, that's a tough one, too. You know, fighting, who's going to be doing alimony, who's going to be doing child support, who's going to, you know. I mean, things have to be worked out, and I don't like things getting worked out when people are upset and screaming at each other and, you know, emotions are heightened and everybody's with their attorney. You know, sometimes it's nice to work things out, you know, when things are more calm. Okay, let's do this. Let's split up this. Let's split up this. You know, and it can. Some divorces can go very calmly, very easily. I've had patients say it. It's not just in the movies. They said, Dahlia, I couldn't ask for a nicer divorce. It went very smooth. Now, some of you are probably yelling at the radio right now going, Dahlia, the spouse can turn. Make sure you have an attorney with you the whole time. Well, like I said, one of the first steps is still to get an attorney. Okay? I'm not saying go to a marriage counselor without an attorney. You know, you are going to need an attorney. Absolutely. Absolutely. But if there is a way where you could be guided through the divorce process, because it is a mourning process. You know, even the person that's all excited, you know, if let's say they get to be with a new girlfriend and they get to go off, I mean, they are still going to be having an adjustment period because they are losing their home. They are losing their nest. Maybe jumping into a new nest, a new groovy, psychedelic, you know, youthful nest, but which may not last, by the way. You may fall right through that sucker, okay? Okay, I mean, you know, so some of these people that are homebreakers may not be the best person to jump to. But, it's going to be very, very difficult. And, yes, you do want to come up with a plan. And I think that's very thoughtful of you to, you know, want to help her. I think that is. You know, many people leave and they just pack their bags and go. You know, so I think that is thoughtful. And I think you're being very honest. You know, you don't love her. You know, that is being very honest. You know, many people do fall out of love. There are many couples, they go through the relationship as long as they can. They were in love, they thought they were in love. Things are very passionate. And then they grow apart and they're like, I'm really not in love with you anymore. And there's a difference between being in love and loving someone. You can love someone and not be in love with them, right? You can love your kids. You can love your dog, love your cat. You can love them, but you're not in love. Okay? Being in love, very passionate, lots of highs. You can also have a lot of lows, but it may not stick. Being in love may not stick. You want to be in love, but then be able to love that person and have that stick. And if being in love doesn't stick, you want to hope the love does. And if you don't, you've realized after 24 years, I really don't love this person. Now, of course, I'd love to talk to you live about this. Is it because you love somebody else? You know, you find somebody new, you're like, wow, I'm in love with them. So I'm definitely not in love with my wife anymore. But you could leave your wife and go, you know what? I do love my wife. I'm just not in love with her. So, you know, this is why it doesn't hurt to have somebody work you through this. And you may be making a horrible decision. Okay, remember, you know, when you find a spouse and you find somebody to spend the rest of your life with, one, you want to be with them because they make you happy and because you're in love with them, etc., you know, which is good, okay? But, you know, many couples are still together even though the passion's gone. Why? Well, they love each other. Two, maybe they need each other. Maybe there's a codependency. But, you know, if that person committed to you and they're going to be there through the long haul, you know, I always bring up Christopher Reeve's wife. When Christopher Reeve, you know, Superman, had the horse accident, became paralyzed, right, needed a trach. You know, I mean, his wife was there, you know, through thick or thin. She took care of him, and then, you know, he dies, and then she later dies. You know, absolute shame. But, I mean, you know, if you don't think your spouse is going to be there for the long haul or your new relationship you're jumping to, if you're leaving somebody after 24 years, you may want to think again. Okay? A marriage is a partnership. It may be a lovey-dovey partnership or it may not be, but it's a partnership. And if your wife had no problem devoting her life to you and you don't want to devote your life to her, you do have that option. You do have that choice. But I hope you're not doing it because you found somebody new that's half your age, that's a little bit more fun, and adds a little bit more spark in your life. Because if that person's not going to be with you for the long haul, you may be making a big mistake. And you may want to instead work on your marriage and make it a little bit more exciting. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. Please stay tuned. If I'm ever not live, you could still call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and we'll answer your question on the next live show. You all take care.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.